The guys behind the From Corner to Corner podcast are diving deep into Montgomery County High School sports with the Community Trust Bank Coach's Corner. Join us as we talk local high school athletics with your local coaches. Whether you're a student athlete or a screaming fan, this is the place to turn to get the inside scoop before the next big game. And now, it's time for the show with Sean Kuiper, Neil Payne, Adam Muncy, and Wes Crouch.
And we are live from the studio on North Maysville. This is your From Corner to Corner Coach's Corner, presented by Insert Your Company Name Here if you're interested in sponsoring the Coach's Corner show. If you want to do that, reach out to one of us. Thank you for joining us. Reach out to me. That's who you need.
Don't reach out.
Thanks for joining us live on Facebook and YouTube. Before we get started, let's take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who we are honored to be working with. Community Trust Bank, ChemSoft, Tutu Sweet Treats, CRC Renovations, Kentucky Realty Group, Jacobs Auto Body, Kelwell Commissary, and Simply Secure, our coaches or our roadshow sponsor. Brent Wehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of our Athlete of the Month. Be sure to like and subscribe our pages. Be sure to share this out to all of your friends. Tonight, joining us, Menifee County Athletic Director and softball coach, Paul Alfrey. Tonight, Coach Alfrey brings with him sophomore Aubrey Golden, sophomore Grace Rogers, and junior Gracie Spencer.
What?
Y'all clap for yourself.
Let's go on and talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about that win you all got yesterday.
It was a good win.
I mean, Did they just go home after three innings? Like, we're done. You beat us down. We're embarrassed. We're going to the house.
Dogs off.
After the first inning, the umpire was like, can you guys speed this up a little more?
I got it somewhere I got to be.
Can you go ahead and score some more runs so we can leave?
Six runs, please. Like, just get it over with.
We'll do our best. So that is a rule in softball, that when you hit X number of runs.
15-3.
Well, I guess, they should be better.
Can't be saying because we've had
We can talk about them all day long.
We don't talk when it happens to you.
Take that, Jack.
And with the win, you missed the pre-talk before the show, but with the win, the girls got Mexican tonight for supper. And apparently, Paul is celebrating his 73rd birthday. Yeah. Every time they go to eat Mexican, it's his birthday, so they can get free ice cream.
Fifth one this year.
The fifth one this year.
Yeah, we did it second shake, too.
You three get Mexican?
No.
No, we went after the game.
Oh, okay.
Because it ended early enough that you can take the Mexican.
We may have just made the rest of the team mad.
Sorry, teammates. Guess you should be better.
Guess you should have come on the show.
Should have been handpicked by the coach,
So, Coach, congratulations on that huge win last night. The season has been a little rocky. Why don't you talk about the season thus far?
First of the season, we could not get healthy. We had a couple games we should have won. I think starting out over the preseason, we were looking and, we've had a couple of team meetings that as long as we had fun and we could care less if we won a game.
Right.
And there's a couple times and a couple practices we're like, all right, maybe we're not going to score a run this year.
Yeah.
And then it just like started clicking. And then the more fun they had, the more we started playing well. They wanted to show up to practice. And, now we've won three games. That's more than we have in, four?
Since my seventh grade year. So.
Okay.
Just progress.
It is.
Trying to get better. We can't stay healthy. One of our starters hurt her knee halfway through the year. About a quarter of the way into the season. We lost her. We did one break after another.
Right.
That's just the way it goes.
Right. Sometimes, a lot of times in athletics, skill plays a big part of it, but luck also has to factor into that. I mean, you know, injury bug, if it's going to hit, it's going to hit at the worst possible times.
Right, and especially with spring sports, too, it's kind of rough because so many trips go on this time of year. You know, we had spring break, and I kind of wanted to give the girls a little bit of a break. And then when we did come back, it just rained the second half of the spring break, so we didn't get to play any during spring break. Last week, we took 5 days off for Grace went to Nationals for JAG, and then nice. I went on senior trip, so we didn't get that much practice. And but whenever we do, we take advantage of every opportunity and round time and getting better.
I need somebody to explain JAG.
Jobs for American Graduates.
Yeah, you got it.
I would like her to explain it.
Well, you said somebody. I would like somebody with no specifics.
You've done a great job.
Thank you. But let's talk about JAG.
Yeah, it's a great organization. Our advisor is Adam Atkins, and we just got back from St. Louis. We actually got second in our competition, the Love Project. So.
That's awesome. Nice.
What's up with the Love Project was?
Well, we raise awareness for people with hearing loss.
What? He wasn't listening.
We should have
gone to
our event. We could have
gone to hearing training. He's a jerk. Right, right. I'm sorry. I can't believe you think it that way.
Yeah, well, you know, I just like to let people know.
Huh. All right, dude. Well, girls, I want to hear from you all. Tell us what your thoughts are on the season thus far. Don't be shy.
You want to start it off?
Yeah, all of us can go first.
We started out with a pretty good sized team, and now we only have like 9 players, so we barely have
on a good day.
So that kind of
quality over quantity.
Yeah, I mean that it's kind of tough at times, especially you have people getting hurt all the time. But we have improved a lot since the beginning of the season, so I'm very proud of us and how far we've came.
Well, not only that, you're young. I mean, we're two sophomores and a junior sitting here. And so, you know, keep working into next year and then going into your all senior year. I mean, you just never know what's going to happen.
So, do you have any seniors on the team?
We have one senior.
One senior.
Three seniors.
One senior.
One senior. If you see one, you see them all.
They're interchangeable.
If you see one, you see them all. That's a good joke. I'll tell you that later. Those are your thoughts on the season?
You know, I honestly think it's gone a lot better than we expected at the beginning of the year. We were struggling to find players at the beginning of the year, but now I think we've got a good group that want to be there every day and work hard. So,
and you know, that's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. Of course, you know, people will say that winning is the easiest way to get people to come out, but if they see a group of, you know, a group of athletes that are having fun together, mm-hmm. like, oh, like I want to be a part of that because that looks like it's fun. Definitely, you know, the numbers may not be huge, but it's the people that are there that makes all the difference. You know, I mean, you could have 30 players, but if none of them want to be there, then you don't really have anything. Yeah. So, last but not least.
All right. Well, for me personally, I came in a little bit later than everybody else because basketball season was still going on. But I think it's great. It's just a good group of people to be around. And I think we've done pretty well, actually. I think everybody was kept motivated. I mean, obviously, we've lost games. But, I mean, we've also won games. So, right. I mean, you always got to look for the positives. And I think it's so much fun. I'd say we're a really good group, like, together. I think we all work together. We don't really have any bickering or anything like that against each other. So, that's always fun. Except with Alfrey. That's okay.
Yeah, just Alfrey's the problem.
I'm getting old.
73, it's about time for retirement.
Hey, we wish. That's what we pray for every day.
they pray for him every day, what she just said.
We're waiting for Mama Alfrey to step in and take the lead.
She really runs the show.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
He secretly has like an earpiece and just listens to everything she says. Yeah.
She can't make it.
Tell them to run now.
Then she gets mad at me when she's wrong.
Yeah. It's like, but you told me to, Mom.
Speaking of running now, Grace, you get on the bag, you're stealing at least one base, right?
Yeah. Hopefully.
I mean, we're keeping an eye on you.
32 out of 33 attempts, I believe, is what we see.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually funny, too, because at the beginning of the season, I said, you know what, Alfrey? This season, I'm going to steal every base until somebody throws me out the very first time.
That's okay. Well, that was you got the practice run out of the way. Yeah, the first
That's what, 32 straight. So,
do you coach third base?
I do.
So the first base coach, you're just like, you don't even listen to your first base coach. You just take off.
Stop! Oh wait. And I mean, Gracie, you're 11 for 11 on the stolen bases too. So,
all right then.
I don't really steal that much. I'm content with where I'm at.
I would never stolen any bases.
Yes, hitting .414. That's.
I mean, that's okay.
That's a get them on base.
A pretty good average.
And Aubrey's like, yeah, I'll get you home.
If I really think I can make any, I guess I'll go. It just really depends.
It's like, you look at him like, you really want me to run, right? Okay, I'm going to run.
He gives a still single. Coach, are like, you sure?
But if I think I'm going to have to slide, I'm going to pass on that one. I cannot slide.
Okay, sorry. Good effort.
In the game last night, he said that he had her on third base, and it was pass ball, and he goes, just stay here. And she goes, I'm good. I'm not going anywhere.
I wasn't
going
to be right anyway.
I got hit twice. I wasn't going nowhere. I was good where I was at.
Right, so how did you get hit twice?
Okay, so the girl kept pitching, and the first time she hit me in the ankle, I was like, all right, this is ridiculous. And so I ran the first. I was like, ugh, I was so mad. And then I go back up there because we had just got done with that inning, and I got hit in the side, and I was like, there's no way.
So you got hit by a pitch.
Aubrey hugged the plate.
So not just the ball getting hit, and it hit you. No. You're talking about hit by pitch.
Yes.
What else would we talk about?
All she said was got hit by the ball. So I thought maybe she's standing on first base. Bam!
Oh, back to stolen bases. I was on first still complaining about getting hit in the side. And Alfie looks at me because the ball was, like, gone. And somebody went from second to third. And Alfie looked at me and he was like, what are you doing? I was like,
I look down there hoping she was on second. She's over here.
I think the ankle would have hurt more, though.
I mean,
oh,
it did.
Oh, gosh.
So all three of you have gone yard.
Well, you can't really count that.
Why can't we?
Was it a Little League home run inside the park?
Inside the park,
That's even more impressive.
I mean, Major League counts it that way, so, you know.
That's even more impressive.
Home run.
Because, listen, I'm not.
I mean, she's like the female Ellie De La Cruz.
And Wes knows all about it. That's the only Reds player he knows.
Wes, how many Reds players do you know?
A lot more than.
Sure.
We'll check my knowledge here in a little bit.
So, Coach, talk about.
Stump the West.
Yeah, stump the West. Well, don't worry, I'll stump it. Talk about district play. How does the district look?
He took a deep breath in his shoe.
It was a.
Wasn't a good question. You can ignore that.
Going to make excuses for us, but I am a firm believer that we have, if not one of the best districts in the state.
Really?
Truthfully. You know, Round went to the Final Four last year. Bath County is always very consistent. They're probably the top 35, top 40 team in the state. Then Fleming's never a slouch. It makes it difficult for, you know, we're a school, we don't have a middle school program. We don't have, we're working on a youth league, you know, we're trying to build our way up and having to play six games against top 50, top 75 teams in the state, makes it hard on us, but, that's also something for us to strive to and look forward to in building a program is, you know, the road you have to take. So, you know, it's something you have to look forward to and push for because it's never going to be easy.
How long has Menifee County had a softball team?
Wow.
Okay.
We've had it, I don't know, whenever it went from slow pitch to fast pitch, we just
transferred. Pitcher it, Sisley.
1922. So, Paul, pulling double duties, athletic director, softball coach, was that by default, or was that something that you wanted to do?
Well, when we were looking for a softball coach, there was never anybody that just jumped off the paper. And as athletic director, I always said that I'm never going to hire anybody that just to fill a spot. It's not something that it bothers me if that happens, because I'm sending these girls to Graceland 2.5 hours away with somebody I don't trust. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it's all about them. But, you know, they say if you want the job right, the job done right, sometimes you got to do it yourself. And having a sister growing up playing softball's always kind of been something that I always enjoy doing. And
you've moved Aubrey to tears. I want you to know. You know what?
She's emotional right
she's
now.
She's emotional.
Yeah. You got her in all the fields. She's in her fields right now.
I was trying really hard to
that camera it. Is directly you. I saw the little smirk, and I went, oh. look, she can't compose. We don't have tissues. I'm sorry.
You know, Paul. You talk about your sister playing softball, but you were a baseball player yourself.
I was, yes.
I mean.
And which is why I can't make fun of Aubrey, because she may find my high school stats and see my stolen bases. So.
Yeah. But that's the same look she just gave a minute ago.
The intangible stuff. Right? Yeah. Some what you brought to the table, you can't really measure in stats. I was the same way.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's what I say anyway. It makes myself feel better. Yeah.
They'll never
know. Right, they don't know.
Facebook listeners want to know, Paul, is your chair broke?
Yeah, why are you short?
It's just short.
It's just short.
Dang.
Wow. Or did John actually
why does he even come back?
I don't even know.
He offends all our coaches. If he's not talking about their sub-500 record that they play, they're talking about how short you are.
I'm afraid Aubrey's going to beat me up if I make the mic any further.
Oh, my word. He keeps pulling it over there.
So, Paul, okay. You talked about building a program. How hands-on are you going to be with the youth league and getting that going, and maybe even the middle school one day?
When I find time.
I'm not sure why you don't have time.
I mean, you're
what else are you doing?
AD, softball coach. Sure. What's that take, like 30 minutes?
I'm a gym teacher. I don't work that day. So.
Well, I mean, but let's use the word gym, teacher loosely.
Gym teacher. I'm laying around at times.
Gym supervisor.
Now, I have some friends that are PE teachers, and if you call them gym teachers, they get very offended because the gym is a location.
Right.
You are a
the location he never leaves.
You are a physical education teacher.
Health
and bees. Look at that.
I learned nothing about my health.
Many hats. So, what does the youth league program look like?
It's not much right now.
Okay.
I mean, there's no beating around the bush. We're working on developing softball within it. Now the baseball little league is growing and something that we're really proud of. But you know, there's little girls out there playing baseball. I love it, but I'd love to have them hitting a softball too. So that's something we're going to work on. And luckily for us, Megan Skidmore took over the little league program, and she does a fantastic job. It takes a little bit to, it's more than just being there every Saturday and being there every Tuesday, Thursday. You have to care about it and care about the kids. And they do. And that's what means the most. It's you can't build nothing if you don't care, and they care. So it's something that we're looking forward to.
Well, you know, and we've talked about this multiple times that, you know, Menifee County, Frenchburg being such a small community that, right. You know, there's a lot of community pride there. So whenever you get that going, and you know, you have little girls that are going to, when the softball program gets going in Little League, you know, you have little girls that can't wait to grow up and wear the Menifee County jersey. So, I have no doubt that'll be a successful thing.
How's the crowds at the game? Do you have a lot of your
Warren County game? It was
surprisingly
our home games have been pretty.
Start the wave. I don't know why.
It's nothing like a basketball section. But some people, when the people show up, they're there for the game.
Yeah.
You always hear them, which is always.
Yeah. Y'all have those
Is the
Goofy chance? Cheers.
No, Bryce
Now that's part of the environment. When I pay my $5 or whatever it is, I'm wanting the cheers.
I'm sorry, we stopped doing that at 10 years old.
No, no. She let us do a clap and cheer last night. That was we take whatever we can get.
Grace, why? Why?
I just can't handle it.
You steal bases. You steal joy. What else do you steal?
Fun suck. That's what you are.
She steals.
Sorry.
I've gotten the understanding that she might have stole the heart of the...
Oh!
The what? The maestro of Menifee County.
Brevin Ricker?
Yep. The face turning red pretty much.
It's sunburn. Quit. Yeah, it's just summer. We were out in the sun a lot.
Right. It's time to build a moat in Menifee. We got a castle going.
She could be the monster.
You just left it.
I know, when I kept staring at it, I didn't want to eat it.
I will.
Well, it's good that the students are showing up for the games, though. You know, regardless.
Way to bring it back in.
Gracie, you're the elder statesman here. You're the junior. You need to tell Grace, no, we're doing cheers.
You do it
out simple.
You do
it out simple. You tell her, man.
From the look right there, this is Grace's team.
This is my first year in Menifee County. I moved here from Morgan County.
So you're a transfer?
Yeah.
You're still a junior.
Well, well, well.
Easy.
Who says we don't recruit?
So, are we halfway through
the season? I have an opening on them Saturday show for you.
Are we halfway through the season? A little over halfway? All the way?
A little. We're well over halfway now. Probably almost three quarters of the way.
So, who hosts district?
Around, I think.
So, the athletic director ought to know that.
Yeah, you think.
Okay.
We got to get there first.
You may not get to the district.
No, we'll be there.
I was like, what the heck goes on here?
That's what I was wondering.
Softball's wild. So, what's our hope to finish the season out? What are we hoping to do?
Let me count.
I think we have 46.
Bet we can give. Four more wins.
So you got four? Nine games left.
Yeah.
So you're calling seven.
Calling seven.
One in particular that Gracie might be looking forward to would be on May 7th.
Morgan County?
Because you play at Morgan County.
Yeah.
I told him she's not really excited.
On their senior night.
Yeah. The disrespect.
It's time to start going runs and senior night.
I guess you're gonna have to get a lot of space.
They were begging me and begging me. They're like, well, can we just play like the last week and a half of the season?
Oh yeah,
that's what you want to do.
Well, and you know, and when you're turning the culture around, and you're trying to build a program that comes. I mean, you got teams that are like, let's. Right. I mean, you got when I coached girls soccer, I had a really bad team. It was actually my most fun team to coach.
It was really bad. My team was really bad.
I feel confident enough to tell you they were really bad. But it was the best year coaching that I'd ever had. But I was the same way. I'd have coaches. I mean, I felt like people were trying to make us senior night like week one. It's like, you're going to be our senior night. Really? Like, it's the first week of the season. But before I left, we were super competitive, and not very many people were wanting to put us on their schedule for senior night.
I hate being people's senior night, so that's the one thing that's going to push me, at least. Not about everybody else.
Well, and actually it stopped whenever, I think, Mercer County at the time, they were top 25, brought us in for senior night, and we beat them. And then teams were like, well, maybe we don't want to bring those guys in for senior night anymore. So if you put the work in, I say all that to say, if you put the work in, you'll stop being the call for people senior night.
Yeah, I'm hoping Morgan County schedules the first month of the season next year.
That's
what I want.
Yeah. And I mean, and that comes from not only winning, that comes from showing up and playing hard, and they'll be like, well, forget that. I wanted to bring in Jackson City and for my senior night. I don't care. You all don't have to say anything about them. I will. I'll talk all the bad stuff about them.
They were a great They showed
they're a great program. A lot of heart.
They showed us great hospitality.
They had good personalities.
They were nice.
They were nice. The fans were really encouraging.
Just
low. So what? Sorry. What's the state record? I mean, school record for stolen bases? Do you know?
Can we just go on and say?
Alfred, do you know? Yeah, AD.
The latest I looked up was 51.
Okay, so we're in striking distance.
Oh, that's happening.
That's what it was.
Nine games
in a season.
In career, and you've already passed it. So it's what you have is what we say the other day, 96.
Oh, that's career? 51 in a career?
Oh.
And she's got 30 in a season? Yes,
32.
32. Sorry.
Put some respect there.
No longer Ellie Bella Cruz. 2 years ago. Ricky Henderson. Yeah.
Right. So, like, I'm not trying to, like, sound bad when I say this, but, like, Grace's jersey deserves to be hung up on the rafters.
On the wall of the Front Corner Corner podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She is.
Sophomore.
I say we take down this one.
Like, she will go down. Like, she'll hold every record before she leaves. Like, hits, not RBIs, though.
She has the right to say that she don't want cheers, and she don't want cheers. I mean.
Like, she will go down as the most decorated Menifee softball player. I mean, she's already, what, a three-time all-region player. As a
way to go. Sophomore.
I mean, it's just.
Well, dang-go.
Dang-go.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't clap.
Sorry.
Not allowed to clap.
Sorry.
Start cheering.
Someone is pumping your ego.
Cheer for me either.
No, sir.
We secretly like really proudly say cheers in the
dugout.
Only when she's batting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's go. One, two, three.
And she gets on base and she just looks at you.
Yeah,
sometimes she will. I'm stealing all three of these bases so I can come in and do it right now.
Yeah.
Wait until I get back over there.
We still home twice, I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, no big deal. That's fine. Yeah. They just weren't good enough.
So eventually the best softball player and the best basketball
It's coming
player.
Back around.
Wes, I know we didn't want to go here.
Seems like a power couple to me.
Aubrey, are you okay?
Deep breaths.
Okay. All right, we good?
Yeah. Okay, well, Gracie, what's it like being on this team?
I love it. They're very welcoming. The very first practice I went to, they tried tricking me by.
It sounds very welcoming.
Let's hate Sanuki.
What's this? She's new. Let's trick her.
Apparently, they've been practicing because they thought I was going to show up earlier than when I did. We prayed before practice, and then they turned and started saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And I was just like, thanks.
And those are real sirens.
That's your Mount Sterling ambulance moment brought to you by
Grace. Probably stole something.
Let's stole something setting here. We got to check our pockets on the way out. So Grace, tell us about your turn. What's your favorite part about being on this team?
Me.
Other than Gracie.
Yeah. Well. I mean,
I think my favorite part is just being together at the games. Bus rides are super fun.
The bus rides are very
fun. For not a single adult. There's not a single adult that will say bus rides are fun.
Alfred loves them. What are you talking about?
Look at that look on his face. He do not.
Hey, don't let him lie. He's jamming up there.
Yeah.
So I try and take a nap for a game. I have not taken a nap for any game this year. But I will be laying down, and there's a couple of Aubrey's songs come on, and when she sees my head poke above the seat, she knows.
I better turn that one off.
Hey!
I don't turn them off. I just keep going.
Does that mean that she's playing them out loud, or she's singing them?
Both. Yeah. You can probably hear me more over the speaker in the bus.
It's all those vodka... Vodka Peninas or whatever it is.
Vodka Bandito. Vodka
Peninas. Yeah, that's what she gets at.
No, it's V-A-K-K-A. It just means steak.
She said that she gets vodka.
I said vodka. Vodka.
Tater and then juice. I was like, is your mother here? She goes, yes. And I'm like, can you believe it?
We know why she really wants to go to Mexican after all the time.
So is the playlist the same for basketball as it is for softball?
Okay, well, right now it's my car playlist because I've been driving lately. So
congratulations.
Watch the road.
Hey, you can't say nothing.
I thought you meant you drove the bus.
Oh, I wish. I think Mark would let me, actually. It's just nobody can know. Nobody can know.
So if you're listening, this is not going to happen. No chance.
Not a chance.
No, but it's like basically the same. I just made a big playlist. So any song that anybody requests, it just goes onto the playlist. And then you see if it gets played again because there's a lot of songs in there.
Speaking of playlists, do you all have walk-up music?
Nope.
Just great walk-up music.
Everybody look at that.
Are we allowed to answer this, boss?
What would your walk-up song be, right, Grace?
What was that song you were singing yesterday? Does anybody hear?
Well, my first year we did, first 2 years we had walk-up music, and I think the first year was the Purge Sirens. And this,
so why not this year?
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, I sent it in the team chat, and only three of them sent it back, so that's what we didn't do.
You only got nine.
Oh, three out of nine. That's almost the choice.
If you go 333 in Major League Baseball, you are going to make the Hall of Fame.
33% said yes. Let's go. Pretty
good. I think it should be the little thing from Dora the Explorer says swipe or no swipe.
We'll have one of the songs one game just for that. Yeah.
Swiper, no swipe.
When she gets on first base, they start playing that. Swiper, no swipe.
So I know that, you know.
So wait a minute. So
okay,
walk-up music for you, was for what? What was it for you?
My first year was the Purge Sirens. My second year was like, I don't even know what the name of the song. It was like, Guess Who's Back.
Back again.
Yeah.
He's back.
You're talking about Eminem. That one. You didn't know that. Okay.
All right.
Only the greatest rapper of all time. What would you
be? Gracie, what would yours be?
I can't say that one.
I mean, you can't.
This is a family-friendly show.
You just blink.
Probably any song by Drake, honestly. He has some pretty good songs. That was one of the songs, but I just can't say it.
What's the Kiki one?
No.
They're not that one.
Started from the bottom. Now we're
okay. Any song besides that
one. Okay.
Aubrey
looks like a knuck if you buck kind of girl.
So one of our first home games, Fergalicious was playing. All right. And that was, and then I hit a good ball. So now Frankie just plays it sometimes. I think that would be mine. I didn't have one at the beginning of the season. I could not think of one. But when I was younger, it was Fireball by Willow Smith. Yeah.
Okay.
Mom, I think you've got some things to work out over here.
I'm starting to see a trend here. It's a
little trendy here. So,
don't you schedule an intervention before she graduated?
Coach, you're not going to get out of this. If there was a walk-up song for coaches, what would your walk-up song be?
Mine in high school has always shook me all night long. ACDC.
Oh.
I liked it a lot, so I'd probably stick with it.
That's a good one. And the girls just turned their nose. Grace is like, that's why we don't allow walk-up music right there.
But I'd probably stick with something.
So, got a little bit to before we have to make this decision, but two-part question. Do we plan on playing softball in college? And what would you like to major in? Starting with Auburn.
Oh, I don't want to start. No.
Yep. No, we've always started with Grace. Yeah.
Well, let's start with Grace.
Nope.
She gives me a look. Look at that look she gives me. She said, you better not start with me.
I don't really know what I'm going to go to college for. I mean, I don't know if I want to play sports in college or not. I mean, I feel like it'd be fun, but I don't want that to be like all I do. And right. I don't know what I want to major in.
Probably
I don't
even bartending.
Know. I was going to say that. They have bartending at school.
I did go to New Orleans one time when I was younger, and I told a bartender that I wanted to be just like her.
Not wrong with that. You got good money.
Right?
That's a good, honest living.
Yeah. I don't know. When I was younger, I wanted to be a cosmetologist, but I don't want to do that no more. So, I don't really know.
Okay. Grace?
Yeah, I want to major in sonography, like ultrasound. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She does too, so she thinks I copied her. Yeah. But,
no. I'm copying my name and everything.
Well, I guess you're born first, but. But I also want to go and play in college. I'm looking at the University of Southern Indiana right now. So hopefully September 1st, an offer will be coming my way.
What's their mascot?
Skreagles.
The what?
Skreagles.
Skreagles?
Screaming Eagles.
No, Skreagles.
Skreagles. Forever the Skreagles.
Yeah.
Skreagles.
I was like, what the heck kind of animal is that?
It's an ugly looking thing. It sounds like
a Watch out. Watch out for the Skreagles.
What division are they?
They're D1.
D1?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, you got Ricky Anderson here. Where do you think Ricky Anderson's going to go?
I didn't know she'd talk grabbing at the moving that far.
All right, Gracie, we know that you want to be a stenographer.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't really plan on playing sports in college just because I want to focus on school and stuff. But I feel like it'd be fun, but it's not something.
She knows her dad's watching.
I'm going to study real hard. I'm there for the academics.
We have a School of Rock situation going on here.
She's actually got it written out, what she's supposed to be reading. I am doing this. I'm
going to maintain 3.5 GPA. I will go to study hall.
Go straight home after.
Sure. Every day, I'll go back to the dorms and I'll study. My nose will be in a
No way. Partying, no sororities.
None of that.
I won't even go out to eat.
Yeah.
No, I can't promise that. I like
to eat. And I'll stay away from Aubrey. Because obviously, wherever Aubrey is.
Don't tell me I can't be friends with her.
I just bring the party to her. I got this.
Listen, that is one thing I can tell. Is that you all have a lot of fun if Grace allows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the part that she's pretty, you know, she gives a good concert.
What? Now, wait a minute. You started that sentence really loud. And then it was like,
I think I should play the song.
Are we in a concert here?
No concert here.
No concert. Okay.
So, Grace, if you are karaoke, and what song are you singing?
What was the song you were singing?
Regulate.
She knows everywhere that song.
Warren G?
Yep.
All right.
Not the song I thought you were going to
play. Grace's nickname is G-Funk.
Yes.
I can see yesterday.
G-Funk and the Nasty Girls. That's what you ought to be.
I think we just found the new mini mechanic softball t-shirt.
It's probably a terrible idea.
Hey, and on the back, we got a picture of Aubrey mixing the drinks with the shakers in it.
Standing behind going,
I got y'all.
Well, if nothing
I'm glad that her mom is here.
So or we would be getting a nasty message.
You are never going on that show.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write a letter to that guy.
Letter to the editor in that paper over there.
Oh, I can't believe you took our girl's name.
I didn't say that.
So, Paul, let's shift off softball for a second, if you don't mind.
Put the AD hat back on.
So, we are looking for a new basketball coach, boys basketball coach. What do you look for when you're looking for your next boys basketball coach?
Kind of like what I said when it came to softball, just somebody cares about the kids.
You don't have time to coach basketball.
No. Let me Paul taking basketball on too. No,
Adam did say that he would put his application in, so
I'm not putting in an application.
And if Adam gets the job, we'll be his assistant coaches.
And we'll just podcast
and we'll podcast from the floor.
We'll have live time.
It's like, I don't know what we're running here. Because I wasn't paying attention.
You ain't got any ideas. There's a lot of breaks out there. I don't know. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Is that something that you hope to move on pretty quickly?
Yeah. You kind of have to. There's no other option.
Right. I mean, because we're getting close to summer. There's summer league and summer ball. And
so, if somebody is interested, how they apply?
Menifee, higher ed, or just send me an email. I can send them a link.
And your email is?
Paul.Alfred.
Actually, it's not.
What?
Mom messed everything up growing up.
Mama!
Gregory.
Dude, you got to see, I got the same thing.
Hello, Gregory.Alfred.
I think I like Gregory better. You look like a Gregory.
Yeah, it's because he's 73.
That was Dad's name, though. So I couldn't
really. Yeah, I mean,
but Gregory.Alfred at menifee.kyschools.us.
I guess we could call you GP.
GPA is my initial, so.
I know.
I'm supposed to be smart, but.
You are. You are.
That's why he's a gym teacher.
And gym is a location. So, whenever you all leave, fun group here. So, whenever you all leave Menifee County, what do you hope your legacy that you leave for the Menifee County softball team is? Grace, let's start with you.
All right. I just want to encourage the younger players that, you know, there may be ups and downs because we used to have a winning season for a while. And, you know, we've hit a rough spot right now, but it'll always get better as long as you have a good group of girls willing to work for it. You can do great things.
Well, the sports definitely come in the ebbs and the flows. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Gracie?
What was the question again?
No, I don't remember.
He's been hanging out with all my little children.
Well, he said Grace couldn't have fun. Now that one was good.
That was a good one. She knows those good singers in there.
Yeah, Grace is the bully.
She is.
Grace is the bully of the team.
I would have never guessed.
And Shelby. We can't
leader.
She steals everything. Why would the team be so bully?
What's the legacy that you hope to leave?
Honestly, just to get more girls out into softball, like to play the sport. Menifee, it's a small county, so it's hard getting like your athletics as popular as you need them or want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So really just to get girls out to have fun, watch us, because we have fun. Like we're all the time chatting in the field, joking around, and that's probably the best part about it. When it helps too, but
Aubrey's got butterflies.
That was only one time, Coach.
Yeah, like that actually was a butterfly one time. I wanted to catch it. I wanted to catch it so bad.
See, Neil, you thought he was just joking. He was being serious
one time. So, Aubrey, your turn to answer that tough question. Yeah, I need to repeat it.
Yeah.
What is the legacy that you hope to leave on the softball team?
Have fun. I mean, if you start playing your freshman year, you got 4 years. I mean, just make the best of it. I mean, so what if you lose? I mean, you're going to lose in everything you do. I mean, you're not always a winner. I think just have fun. Make the best of it, yeah.
It goes by really fast.
Yeah, and you don't get those years back.
Yeah, I never listen to my parents when they say that. You're going to miss these
terrible
times.
Advice.
Listen, yeah. Listen, we can't edit out. This is live.
Mom, Dad, I never listened to you.
You openly admitted.
Let's see, I got the chat going. Let's see if we can get anything going.
You probably already said something.
Do y'all usually run like a community camp or clinic or anything like that?
We have it in the past, but that's something.
Yeah, I was going to say that my daughter's a cheerleader. She's a senior up here, and we've run the
your daughter cheers?
Shocking.
Your daughter cheers?
And
are you going to be involved?
We've had two each year, you know, one to our football, one to our basketball. Yeah. It's amazing how many girls, cheerleaders, want to come out and just be around your all's age because they just like, they play on the high school team.
Right. And I mean, whether you all look at it this way or not, like those little girls in the community, they look up to you guys. Like, they you know, they see you all playing and they're like, I want to steal more bases than Grace is still. Like I'm gonna beat her record. You know, you probably set a number that nobody's ever gonna be able to beat. But
when I grow up, I'm gonna mix more drinks than Aubrey. Aubrey, I'm sorry.
She goes back to school tomorrow. There's gonna be kids approaching her, going, "So where can we get some?"
That's something we're talking about.
All we're talking about.
What's the restaurant you go to?
Can't rate the vodka. Is Danielle your mom?
Yes, she is.
She said these girls are doing so good. They're hilarious. I got one here from Frankie Spencer. I got who's that? Is it your dad?
Okay.
So proud of Coach AD Alfrey and his team. Got lots to look forward to as well. Getting a new $3.5 million baseball softball complex coming in the near future.
Yep. Talk about that.
How long have we been?
Almost 50 minutes.
I've been sitting on this comment for the right time to talk
50
about
50 minutes, and we're not talking about a $3.5 million complex?
We're almost finishing up the track soccer field.
That we're going to be there.
that we're going to be there.
We're going to be there. Yeah.
I don't know if you got that. He said it's about a month early, looks like so far.
We're going to be there in the box.
Neil, are you going to be there?
Yes.
Oh. I'll be there.
But
now, it was his idea.
It was my idea.
There was all out for his complex. Idea, but he's not been to one yet.
That's true.
So this complex, tell us about
that. So recently, what, approved?
Last week?
Last Thursday,
Friday. Oh, okay.
Last Thursday, Friday. Announced that, so the fields currently are aligned. They need to be just rotated. So instead of just digging it all up and rotating it, a lot of the very smart people of Menifee County was like, well, why don't we just give them a
brand new facility
they deserve. And we're getting it.
Nice.
So basically all they're going to do is just turn them and fully turf them, I'm so excited. It's hard to explain. Just the joy it brings me. Because should be ready, I believe, the way they were talking, it'll be Grace and Aubrey's senior year.
Sorry,
Grace. Think about all the bases you're going to get to steal on that field.
Yeah.
Wait, Gracie, have you took the COVID year yet?
It's too late.
Too late.
Can't do it.
She's already ready to go.
She can just fail a few classes. Yeah.
Hey, if you hang around her very long, you know.
Hey, it's like a 3.8. It's like a 3.8.
Easy, cut her a little slack.
Brand new turf baseball field, brand new turf softball field. And it's just the joy that it brings me for the kids to be able to get that is truly a blessing. Thank you to all the people in the community that is going to provide that for us.
Nice. That is awesome.
That is
too awesome. Many to name, but
so they know what they are. Let's do a little talking about the baseball team. So fill us in on their season thus far.
Yeah, it's about the same as theirs. They had some games they should have won, and they're just young. Like I said, they had a doubleheader sweep on Saturday, and the winning pitcher for both games was seventh graders.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a lot to build on. Now I don't see us, just like in softball, we may not win districts this year, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Same way for them, the way we were talking about ours being one of the hardest districts in the state, it's the same way for baseball. You know, you got the Fleming competes hard in that one too. But they're young and they're growing. It's they're having their growing pains, but that's everybody that's starting.
Right.
If you start five middle schoolers in a high school game, it's not gonna be very good.
Many varsity sports are you very successful when you have to start that many.
But now we can get those kids 3 years from now.
Right.
They'll be a lot of fun to watch. There's a lot of young athletes. Grace's little brother Lincoln and
who's better? You or him?
Don't let him lie. It's me.
What grade's he in
for now?
Eighth grade.
How many bases he stole?
He's gonna have to get on base before he can steal.
You hear that?
Shots,
get on,
sir. You can't steal no bases if you strike it out.
Could just get hit by a pitch.
You could. Wes doesn't know what that is. He doesn't know how.
That's when the pitcher comes.
How do you get on base twice by getting hit with the ball?
Listen, every softball game I've been to, I've never seen somebody get hit by a pitch.
Okay.
Yeah, like
I told you, she hugs the plate a little bit. That's what it sounds like.
We got hit six times.
Or the pitcher's just not that good.
It was all the same people, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three girls got hit twice.
Oh, that sounds like a vendetta to me.
Lost control of the game.
That is awesome. What? No, we don't know what we're talking about. Okay, I don't know what we're talking about. I'm lost. I will say, I was looking over here at the wall. I don't know when y'all get new uniforms, but softball jersey looked good there on the wall.
That would be great if we just had brand new uniforms this year. We
just still
brought one. But yeah, we just got brand new uniforms.
And Grace, while you're stealing stuff,
right? I mean, just tell her to snatch it.
I got you guys.
We'll
hook
you
up. You
have an extra
softball jersey? That's why I was literally about to ask how about your shirt.
Okay, go.
Where can I get a Menifee County softball shirt?
Well, we didn't do this fundraiser this year, so this is from a few years ago.
Why do you look at your coach like with such hostility?
We didn't do that fundraiser.
I'm scared of her, too. So.
He says, sorry, we'll do it next year. It's in the plans. But y'all had fun.
Yes.
And you can't spell fundraising without fun.
Tell them, Aubrey.
But we're not cheering that.
We should. You better hope we don't come to a game because we're doing the cheers.
Oh, yeah.
You can give us the death stares. I'll just run before you get done with the game.
Hey, what
you
want? Still
stuff
from you.
She will steal my car keys, so I can't go anywhere. Well, guys, thank you all so much. This was a lot of fun,
of course.
What, Adam? You look like you need something to ask.
No, nope.
You just looking at me weird.
No,
okay.
I'm afraid to look at Grace.
Sean sent him a couple of.
So we got some hardware to hand out, there right? So as you all know, we do the Brent Lee Hunts. Athlete of the month.
Emphasis on
each week or each month. So this is for the month of March.
Almost got through that.
And somebody had the first cycle in school history. Did I hear that?
What?
Yeah. So
it was the drink stop. She didn't remember it.
Whatever it was, right?
So, I don't know what happened.
And we don't pass the student principal. The superintendent might have.
I was going to say, now we'll never be able to get another Menifee County athlete on this year.
We put the GoPro on the mom.
The ladies' athlete of the month, obviously, is Aubrey Golden for her. Then on the boys' side, we had Aiden Manley for track and field.
Woo! Go it!
So, we appreciate Brent for being a sponsor of that program, helping us be able to recognize the kids in the community. That's always a special thing for us.
Communities and the community.
Aiden's still got the good hair.
I guess.
So he hasn't got a cut.
I guess not.
All right.
She's not a fan of Aiden.
Don't pay that much attention to her. Thank you for asking.
Figured that one out.
He must not be a drinker. So,
man.
We don't have a lot in common.
Sean, we're the ones that get off the rail.
I was on a roll.
He's the one supposed to bring us back.
How's my friend Kylie doing?
She's good. She's really upset. We did basketball pictures. Yesterday, and she was really upset having to put her jersey back on and not being able to play again next year. So
I hate that for her.
Yeah.
Sound sincere. That did not sound sincere. There's a rivalry going. The last time she was on the show, he chucked the shirt at her. Like, really hard.
Yeah, they
presented
words.
Her shirt.
He presented it to her.
And it was a fastball. He was the Jackson City pitcher, and she was you.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so our Oney Homer count is up to 14.
No.
That's what that number is up on the board, 14.
14 to the state record.
Okay, so what's the total?
And you 11. Say, I don't read.
11.
Okay. Well, I was giving her three. She'll get three in the next day or so, and we'll be fine. So
I think we're going to do a Grace stolen bag record.
I need to be, yeah.
Well, she's already got school records.
Well, I mean, she's starting to.
Whenever Cage is playing updates, you are. She'll be leading.
Once again, we're an hour into this show.
No. Those things we lead on.
It's not what you're
We're going to go 7 to 8. All 9,452 people. Log back on.
That's a huge accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Jameson Williams says that you have to be one of the top 5 athletic directors in the nation. What'd you pay him?
We went on senior trips.
Oh, okay.
We got some.
I mean, I would agree.
I appreciate that. I really do.
I mean, they do have a new soccer facility track and now going to have a new baseball softball facility. So
he's doing something right.
Add that to my resume.
Right.
There you go. Right.
So, maybe we could.
Wes, what's our call to action for this week?
He doesn't know.
Call to action.
He's going to make it up right now.
Listen, 5-star reviews. Everybody in Menifee County, go back out, like our page, give us a 5-star review because. We love Menifee County.
Yeah. Those help us.
That's right.
Those help us reach more of you.
We also started a subscribing
A subscription-based program.
Subscribing edition.
It's only 99
cents. A subscribing edition.
99 cents.
99 cents a month.
Why did we let the old man do
that? Content. You think this is funny? 99 cents?
Yes, a Polar Pop. We've discussed this.
I don't. I just steal it.
Solid. I love it. I think we just need to end the show on that.
Guys, there you have it for this week's edition of the Coach's Corner presented by the Front Quarter Corner Podcast. Remember to help us promote our Coach's Corner show and our Kempsoft Athletes of the Week program, our Menifee County Brent Wehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau Athletes of the Month program. We do what we do for our surrounding communities, our teams, our coaches, and our students. They deserve it. Catch you guys next week.
Stay safe, friends.
Hey, everyone. This is Sean with the From Corner to Corner podcast. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. We have Community Trust Bank, who sponsors our studio here on North Maysville. Kempsoft, who is our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week. Tutu Sweet Treats, who sponsors our Dog of the Week. CRC Renovations. Kentucky Realty Group. Jacobs Auto Body. Brett Wehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of our Athlete of the Month in Menifee County. And then our newest sponsor, Kelwell Commissary and Simply Secured, who sponsors our From Corner to Corner Road Show. Thank you all for making all of this happen, and we appreciate all of your support.
The MoCo Four Horsemen would like to thank you for listening to From Corner to Corner. Be sure to go out and follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook, Instagram, and even YouTube. Whatever podcast platform that you listen to us on, be sure to go out and give us a 5-star review. Thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week.